Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Terry Rabein, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 45 found in Grade 8, Book 3 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We'll first go over question 45 and its rubric, and then we'll move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 113 of the Grade 8 Scoring Guide, and we'll go over question 45. In this question, the student is asked to solve the given equation for x and then check the answer. Please note that show your workspaces are provided for each part. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 3. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response is to first distribute the 4 in the first part of the equation to get 4x plus 20 equals x plus 8. The x is then subtracted from both sides to get 3x plus 20 equals 8. Then 20 is subtracted from both sides to get 3x equals negative 12. Finally, both sides are divided by 3 to arrive at the correct answer of x equals negative 4. The check is done by substituting negative 4 into the original equation and arriving at 4 equals 4. Any other valid processes used to arrive at these answers would be accepted. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We've found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 115. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 3. This response is complete and correct. The equation shown is correct and leads to the correct answer of negative 4. Although the step of subtracting x from both sides of the equation is not shown, the remaining work is sufficient. In addition, the check is done correctly. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is another score point 3 response. In this response, a complete trial and error procedure is demonstrated and the correct answer is provided. As we discussed in the introduction, scoring clarification number 9 requires 3 trials in order to receive full credit. The check is also correct. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is a score point 2. A sound mathematical procedure is demonstrated along with the correct answer of negative 4, but the work shown for the check contains an incorrect mathematical statement. Negative 16 plus 20 does not equal negative 4. The fourth guide paper is also a score point 2. In this response, a sound mathematical procedure is demonstrated and the correct answer provided. However, the check is missing. Let's review the fifth guide paper, which is a score point 1. The procedure for solving the equation is correct. However, a calculation error results in an incorrect answer. The student subtracts negative 20 from 8 to get positive 12, which is incorrect. Also, the check is incorrect. Holistically, this response demonstrates no more than a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. In the sixth guide paper, which is a score point 1, 1 point is given for the sound mathematical procedure of distributing the parentheses and attempting to isolate the variables. The x is successfully subtracted from both sides, and there is an attempt to subtract 20 from both sides as well. However, the rest of the work shown and the answer provided are flawed. Next is the seventh guide paper, which is a score point 0. In this paper, successful distribution of the parentheses only is not sufficient to receive credit. Some attempt to work to isolate the variables correctly is necessary. The last guide paper for this question is another score point 0. The work shown with the first part and the answer provided are incorrect. In addition, the check is missing. Please take a moment to review these 8 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 45 covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 3-point rubric. So please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 45. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 86. The work shown and the value given for X are correct. However, the check is missing. This response receives a score point 2. Next is practice set 87. In this paper, the work shown for the equation and the answer provided for X are correct, and the work for the check is acceptable. This response earns a score point 3. In practice set 88, we find a few attempts at the trial and error process, but 3 or more trials without the correct answer are not sufficient to demonstrate even a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. Therefore, this paper receives a score point 0. Let's move on to practice set 89. In this response, the student has shown some correct work in distributing correctly, subtracting X from both sides, and dividing both sides by 3. However, a conceptual error is made when the equal sign is moved. Note that the work on the right-hand side is considered a false start since it does not lead to the answer on the answer line. This paper demonstrates only a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task, and receives a score point 1. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 90. In this response, a correct answer and a sound mathematical procedure are provided. However, the solution must be substituted into the original equation to demonstrate a thorough understanding of the mathematical concepts embodied in the task. Therefore, this response only receives a score point 2. We've now reached the end of our practice set. If you're unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.